The worst fascists are they who disown the word fascism and preach enslavement to capitalism. Sinclair Lewis, author of It Can't Happen Here, 1935. I'm Kevin Cook, and this week in labor history, August 9th, 1890. Knights of Labor strike New York Central Railroad, ultimately to be defeated by scabs. 1965. A fire and resultant loss of oxygen when a high-pressure hydraulic line was cut with a torch in a Titan missile silo near Searcy, Arkansas, kills 53 civilian repairmen. August 10th, 1923. Carlo Tresca, IWW organizer and leading opponent of authoritarianism, was arrested. The charge was that he had printed an article attacking the Italian monarchy and the fascists. No such crime, of course, is known to American law, but Tresca was nevertheless arrested. 2010. President Barack Obama signs a bill to protect 300,000 teachers, police, and others from layoffs spurred by budgetary crisis in states hard hit by Bush's Great Recession. The pro-jobs bill saved hundreds of thousands of workers from the unemployment line. August 11, 1970. United Farm Workers leader Cesar Chavez begins a hunger strike to protest union harassment. 2013, Maine lobster fishers form a local of the machinist union as they face a 40-year low price for their catches and other issues. By October, the New York Times reported it had 600 members working together to save their trade. August 12, 1881. The National Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners is founded in Chicago in a gathering of 36 carpenters from 11 cities. 1955. Teamsters official William Grammy is kidnapped, bound, and severely beaten by anti-union greedy capitalists in Sebastopol, California. He was leading a drive to organize apple plant workers in the area. August 13, 1892, striking miners at Tracy City, Tennessee, take over their mines and free 300 state convict strikebreakers. The convicts had been leased to mine owners by state officials in an effort to make prisons self-supporting and make a few bucks for the state. The practice started in 1866 and lasted for 30 years. 1936, newspaper guild members began 3-month strike of Hearst-owned Seattle Post-Intelligencer, shutting the publication down in their successful fight for union recognition. August 14, 1935, the most successful anti-poverty program in U.S. history was created when President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Social Security Act into law, providing for the first time ever guaranteed income for retirees and creating a system of unemployment benefits. 1980, Poland. Members of the upstart Polish Union Solidarity seized the linen shipyard in Gdansk. 16 days later, the government officially recognizes the union. Many consider this event the beginning of the end for the Iron Curtain, as Union Solidarity would go on to overwhelm and crush communism in Poland. August 15, 1971. President Richard M. Nixon announces a 90-day freeze on wages, prices, and rents in an attempt to combat inflation that was caused by conservative economic policies. 1989, Jerry Horgan, chief steward of CWA Local 1103, An NYNEX striker in Valhalla, New York, is murdered when he is purposely run over while on the picket line by a car driven by the daughter of a plant manager. He dies the following day. What was to become a four-month strike over the lack of sufficient health care benefits was in its second week. This Week in Labor History is compiled by Kevin D. Curtis. For KBMF, I'm Kevin Cook. Good day.